Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, hour number one of our two-hour show that will take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Grace DeWitt, the founder of DouglasDigitalMarketing.com, for joining us in our last segment. And now we bring in I guess I can call him a friend of the program, because I'll tell you what, we may be 700-plus miles away or so, but I'll tell you, nobody's more prouder than what West Florida's done than we are. Our head coach, Pete Shinnick, is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. You're a favorite son down here, I'm telling you.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you, and appreciate what you do. Enjoy talking to you.
You too, and obviously tough year for everybody. I mean, especially coming off a national title, you guys kind of wanted to put on the Ritz and do it right, but COVID kind of stepped in the way. What was it like this year, Coach, around there? I know that everybody's still buzzing, and they will, because the team is really good, but kind of tough to come back and have no encore like that.
Yeah, it was very difficult and obviously frustrating, disappointed. I think all the words that, you know, were used for COVID and, you know, everything that's taken place, I think our players felt it. And, you know, we as Division II made a decision that there was not going to be a national championship, which obviously we were very much looking forward to defending. And so without that opportunity, then we just focused our attention on using the fall to just improve in any area that we could. And I give our players a tremendous amount of credit, how they handled the fall, how they prepared. We had about a month of weight training, and then we went into about a month where we had 15 practices, and our guys just did a great job. And very pleased with what we were able to accomplish in the fall. And, you know, now that we've started up spring, we're getting back after it and really like the team that we put together.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what? You had kind of a cheat sheet, because this is what you had to do while waiting to officially become a football program, is go through motions, get yourself better, you know, work on things that may help when you guys start playing. And I think that was invaluable in the success of the first couple of years, the way you prepared. And heck, I'm excited about what the future brings, because I looked at your roster. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He will develop, I believe he'll develop by the time he's a senior, as good as anybody. He, you know, look at what he did in his first year. Talk about this team, because everybody grew up. I think after that championship year, everybody grew up, started understanding what you and the coaching staff were telling them. Listen, you put this hard work into it and you'll see what you get out of it. And you guys, everything that you said has worked. Talk about that, because I think that's important, that you remain with a lot of leaders on the team and the kids are hungry.
Well, I appreciate that, and that was really one of the things that's probably been the most satisfying, you know, aspects of this. Obviously, you know, winning the national championship in your fourth year of existence, a lot of things have to take place, and you've got to have a lot of people on board doing it the right way. And I got a great coaching staff, and the guys we recruit, have just bought in and believe in our program, believe in our system. Our culture is really, I think, what sets us apart. And, you know, we were able to, you know, develop that in those in that period you talked about before we ever started. And then, again, reiterating that and working on that last fall. I believe we've got, you know, as good a team as we've ever had. You mentioned our quarterback, Austin Reed. He was fantastic as a redshirt freshman, threw for 4,000 yards, 40 touchdowns, and really just got better as the year went on. And we played, I think, the number one, the number two, and the number eight, you know, defenses in the country in our playoff run. And he went for over 300 yards against all of them and really just put himself in a position. And he came back. He was great in the fall, and we just worked out this morning, and he had a great workout this morning. His work ethic, his desire to get better is really, really what propels him. And we have enough guys from that national championship team that decided to stick around. We had a bunch of seniors that would have graduated in 2020, but they're going to stick around and play the 2021 season. So I like the balance we have across the board, and really excited to keep developing this team.
You know, no doubt. Pete Shinnick is with us, head coach at West Florida. And here's the one thing, Coach, that I've been talking about, you know, when you take a look at the, you know, at this team, is your recruiting base is really, really good. I mean, because I was talking to head coach Mike Bennett from Escambia last week, and I said, you take a look at West Florida, and within 2.5 hours, they're in 5 states. I mean, where do you have that? Especially their southern states, like Louisiana, like Mississippi, like Alabama, like Georgia and Florida. So, I mean, you got to feel extremely happy that, I mean, even though you guys have gone in the Central and the South Florida, I mean, that entire Southeast base, that's your canvas.
Well, it is, and it's great football, and, you know, obviously up here in the Panhandle, we're the furthest place over, you know, but what has happened and what has been fun, though, is what you talked about with Central and South Florida. Again, we're closer to Atlanta than we are Miami, and really we're closer to Atlanta than we are to Orlando, but we've got a lot of people from Orlando and down, Tampa and down, that, you know, want to stay in state. And I think the other D2s across the country have done a really good job recruiting our state. But we do everything we can to target the right guys for our program and try to keep them, even though it is a little bit of a ways.
Yeah.
We feel like there's great talent all around. And our location, I think, has definitely played a positive role in, you know, the development and being able to attract guys and keep guys. And it's worked on the transfer end as well, because – transfers got 1 year or 2 year left. They like the idea of being in Pensacola, Florida.
And from an educational standpoint, you and I get into this all the time about this school. Yeah, it's a state school, but they don't let anybody in. This is like one of the best state schools as far as academics. I think they're probably as stringent as any state school in the system. Talk about that, because that keeps it at a smaller school.
It really does. And it's, I mean, our high school requirements are as tough as anybody. And I mean, you've got young men going to private institutions, well thought of private institutions that we can't get in because they didn't have the scores out of high school or didn't have the GPA. But with that being said, we recruit a really quality young man. We had 46 guys this last fall get over a 3.0. So proud of the work that they're doing. But it's not easy. But what we say, Larry, is, you know, you get a degree from the University of West Florida and, it, you know, it's going to stick. It's going to matter. It's of significance. We think, you know, based on the metric ratings that the state does, you know, West Florida has been one of the top three institutions in the state of Florida year in and year out.
Yeah. Before we let you go, talk about how the community continues to embrace you. I know playing at a stadium like you do right there, beautiful. It's even though it's a baseball stadium, you tend to forget that when the crowd's there and you're having a good time. Talk about that, because you're really taking the sport right into the community, right into the heart of Pensacola and where people hang out all the time. Talk about that.
Well, we really are. We're playing right downtown Pensacola at Blue Wahoo Stadium, right there on the bay. Probably the most unique small college football venue in the country. Our Pensacola, city of Pensacola, Escambia County has just been fantastic in supporting us coming out. We finished in the four seasons that we've played. We finished in the top 25 of D2 attendance. You know, we have yet to host a home playoff game. That's a goal for us. We want to get that done. But there have been numerous watch parties at local restaurants and establishments all across Escambia and Santa Rosa County when we were playing, you know, Ferris State in the semis and playing Mankato State in the national championship. People who couldn't make it to the games were watching it. I couldn't be happier with how this community has embraced us and really just gotten behind us and supported us.
Good stuff. Pete Shinnick, head coach at West Florida. Man, thanks so much, as always. We're, like I said, we're kind of far removed, the time zone away, but we're all rooting for you. And every, I'll tell you what, everybody on every message board 2 years ago during that national championship game was just paying you all types of respect, Coach, and rightfully so. Again, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great evening.
You too. Good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.